welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau Day will kick off Thursday, August 22nd with the annual Country Ham Breakfast. Farm Bureau Public Affairs Division Director Jeff Harper says this year is shaping up to be a great event.
This year we'll be having our 56th annual Kentucky Farm Bureau Country Ham Breakfast and Charity Auction. And last year we were very fortunate and very blessed to break a record on the ham, Graham Champion Ham. Mr. Luther Deaton with Central Bank and Mark and Cindy Lynn shared the ham with a combined bid of $2.8 million.
Harper says quite a bit of money has been raised during the auction.
Put our 55-year total to almost nearly $13 million that this breakfast has raised over the first 55 years. So we're looking forward to a very, very good event. We've got another sellout crowd of right at 1,500, maybe just a little bit over 1,500 folks, and looking forward to a good country ham breakfast.
He adds the breakfast attracts a number of dignitaries from across the state.
There will be agricultural leaders, business community leaders across the state, and our political leaders from the local, state, and national level are always all invited, and they will be there this year, and it will be interesting. Always, the folks always enjoy hearing from our political leaders.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Farm Bureau's Jeff Harper says the Country Ham Breakfast is a great way to showcase our state's ham producers.
We've worked with them since I've been here because it is a showcase for their commodity, their product, country ham. Kentucky country ham is unique. While I may be partial, it's the best country ham in the United States. It's a great opportunity to auction off whomever wins the Grand Champion Ham Contest, which is actually done the first opening Thursday of the fair.
He adds the charity auction has helped a number of organizations over the years.
Couldn't obviously have an auction without some very generous bidders. And the beautiful thing about this particular breakfast is 100% of the winning bidders' money goes to the charity of their choice.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.